Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Dash, your sponsor, Lui Nishman Sarim Yaakov Shom Leah Basitzchuk. We're holding over the Zohar Daf Tzayin. The Gemara in the end of Amud Beis brings a story. Shenitpas Rabbi Elazar Leminus. The Blazer was nitfas for Minus. We'll see in a moment what that means. And then they were about to punish him. He said, whatever the Dayan does, that's the right thing. He was referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the judge in the court thought that he's talking about himself. So he felt, this is Reb Lezer, is Machshiv the Dayan, is Machshiv the judge, so he let him go. And Reb Lezer was bothered by that tremendously. Until Rabbi Akiva came and told him that there was a reason why he was Nitpas Leminutz, because once he endured what a mean told him. So two interesting ha'aras on this story. Number one is, what does it mean Nitpas Leminutz? Rashi explains, meaning Tafsu Lekufo Lavoritz Kachovin, what did it force him to do over the Zohar? But if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Chananel has here something which is not so clear. The gears is not so clear. Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Omru olov shemoide b'shtei rishuyos." What does that mean? They told him he's moide b'shtei rishuyos. So the Netziv and the Meroi Misadeh, he says, he thinks the explanation in the Gemara is like this. Those days, it was the time in the Roman Empire where Christianity started to spread throughout the world. But the Romans were running and they were persecuting the Christians. They were trying to stop Christianity from spreading. They caught Rabbi Elazar. They thought he was a Christian. He corrects the Gersa Rabbi Chananel and says, "Umoide b'shalosh rishuyos, the Trinity of Christianity." They said, "You're a Christian." That's what they thought he was. And Rabbi Elazar was so bothered by that, that why would they think he's a Christian? So told him Rabbi Akiva, one time he heard from a mean, a Dvar Torah that he enjoyed, so that's why he was choshud, he was nichshad by being a Christian. So the Oiv Devar Dezara, says the Netziv, were choshud Rabbi Elazar by being a Christian Chalila, and that's what bothered Rabbi Elazar more than anything else. Now, when this judge made that mistake, so the Choro, Rabbi Elazar could have corrected him and say, "No, I didn't refer to you, I referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu." He did not correct him. And this leads us to a raya to the following concept. The Bnei Yisrael in his Sefer Agro de Pirko, in Ois Kuf Samechei, he brings the Zohar. The Zohar speaks about when David HaMelech meets Novel, who was a Rasha, and he uses the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Zohar, how could it be that David HaMelech greeted Novel the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Zohar, he was not referring to Novel, he was referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Continue Chazan Sefer Zohar and say, Mikan, from here we learn, someone who meets a Rasha, he's not allowed to say Shalom to him. And if he does have to say it, he should have Kavono to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he really, it seems like he's referring to the Rasha. And Ad Chazal, hi, what about Ramos? Isn't that considered to be lying, being considered to be cheating? He says, no. Kol man desoldik leKadosh Baruch Hu v'tchaze b'gnei komar lav Ramosu. Whenever you refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not Ramos. So says the Agud Epirko, you learn from the Zohar three different halachas. Number one is, you now say Shalom to our Rasha. Number two, if you're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's fine. And it's not considered to be Ramos. Number three, if you're not referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you're referring to, let's say, a third party, a third person, then it is Ramos. Only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not Ramos. Continues the Agud Epirko and explains, why is that so? Why are we referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not Ramos? Because by tzaddikim, everything they do, everything they're acting on, they always were thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He refers to the yichudim that the tzaddikim do when they speak with regular people. They're always thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning that anhagas of tzaddikim is that whenever they're doing something, they're always trying to see where they can connect and have yichudim of Shem Hashem. They bring there the hagoyes atzviv atzedek on the Agud Epirko, preached in the Sefer Sur Merav Asetoiv. That always when a person is dealing with something, he can use the Rosh Tevois, or Yisoyf Tevois, or Chilifois Tevois, to see the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called Liyachid Yichudim. So therefore, it's not a Ramos when a person is talking to somebody else, and is really referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Ramos over here, because that's what a Tzaddik does. A Tzaddik is always thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shivisi Hashem Negdi Tomi, the whole time, and everything that he does. And the Shaz Vetshuas Be'er Sheva brings a very similar idea, and he brings a Raya from our Gemara. You see there, Rabbi Elazar, when he said, I rely on the judge, Ne'eman alay adayon, and the judge, the goyish judge, thought he was referring to himself, so Rabbi Elazar did not correct him. So the Chidon Shiur Brocha says maybe it's not a raya from our sugya. Why not? Because here, maybe it was Sakaras Defashis. He had no choice. If not, they would kill Rabbi Elazar. So Midin Bikorach Nefesh, he doesn't have to come and correct the judge. But if it would be a regular case, maybe you can't do it, but he still brings other rayas. One of them is from the case of Dovid HaMelech that the Zohar brings, that you see that you could refer to a Rosh in a certain way that was really referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though the Rosh thinks he was referring to himself. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.